אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם, ספר דה צניעותה.
We're reading Zohar for all, ספר דה צניעותה, the book of modesty or chastity, paragraph 6, beginning with ומסיבה זו, and for this reason. You can ask questions at kab.tv, and selected questions will be aired live. Again, Zohar for all, ספר דה צניעותה, paragraph 6, beginning with ומסיבה זו.
Well, what remains for us is to, all of us together, asking for the light to come and lift us a bit in our qualities, mind, feel, so that we will be able to see the action of the Creator in all that is happening.
And for this reason, it was necessary that Nehim of Attic, which is the place of the revelation of Chokhmah, will shine with additional 4 corrections in Ari Chanpin. And then, Chokhmah is revealed in the last correction, which is called Choten, nose, which is Malchut. And in Nehim, there is also Mem Lamed Tzadik. Therefore, there are 2 Bechinot of Netzach Vehod. 1. The concealed Netzach Vehod, since they are the final Mem of Tzelem in the Tzadik. And they are the 2 corrections, a pure wool, which are the 2 ears, oznaim, and the desires of the desires, which is the metzach, foreskin. And metzach is the middle line in the 2 ears. 2. The revealed netzach vehod, which are the lamed of the tzelem of the tzaddik, who the revelation reveals, which is called providence through an open eye, so that he would not fall asleep. And the 4th correction is the 2 holes of the one that fills up the place, takes the place of governance, the Chotem, where Yesod and Malchut of Attic illuminate, and they are the Tzadik of the Tzelem of Tzadik. Therefore, there is the place of the revelation of Chokhmah. And the necessity for the division of Melech is through the force of the scale, whose place of hanging is in the final Mem, and the place where it stands is in the Lamed, and there it is still covered, and it's the place of its revelation is in the tzaddik. Those are the se'arot, the hairs of the rosh of Ari Chanpin, called pure wool, and they hang on the weight, since they are the se'arot of Ari Chanpin that rise and grow from the 2 ears of Ari Chanpin, in which the concealed netzach vehod of Attic illuminate, as they are the final mem of tzelem in the tzaddik, and in them the yud does not depart from the avir. And the avir in them is called avir adachya, pure air. Therefore, the hair are called pure wool. And because the chokhmah is not revealed there, netzach vehod, right and left, are completely equal. Because in a place where chokhmah is revealed, it is prolonged and grows on the right line until the middle line has to weigh it through the force of the Masach of Chirik, so that they would be completely equal. Whereas in the concealed Netzach Vehod, it is not so, since in the left only Chasadim illuminate, and therefore they are equivalent, that the Hod in them is not longer than the Netzach. And this is the 4th correction. The desire of the desires is revealed in the Metzach of Ari Chanpin, through the prayers of the lower ones. And there illuminates the Yesod of Attic, the middle line of its concealed Netzach Vehod, that because of the illumination of the Yesod of Attic there, the Metzach is cleared from the hairs, from the forces of the Din, and the desire of the desires is revealed in it. And this is the 5th correction.
We together are asking for the force of correction, yes? That comes during the study and the request.
Providence from an open eye, that he will not fall asleep and is always guarding, which is the eyes of Ari Chanpin, in which the revealed Netzach Vehod of Attic illuminate, the Lamed of the Tzelem of the Tzadik, the place where the scales stand, and the emergence of the Chokhmah, but not yet the place of the revelation. And the providence of the Parzufim down below depends on this upper providence of Ari Chanpin. Providence implies to the light of Chokhmah called Re'iyah, sight. And Chochmah that is revealed down below in the Chotem of Arich Anpin is received from the Einaim, eyes of Arich Anpin, which is the place of the emergence of the Chochmah, as it is Lamed of the Tzelem of Tzadik. And this is the sixth correction of Arich Anpin.
At times a person doesn't understand what a request is. A request is the change in the desire, that we seemingly are bending it. Yes, we're squeezing our desires, or pressuring our desires, although there is no desire. And we don't understand, and we don't believe, and we aren't connected as yet to those corrections. We don't understand the way the correction operates. But there's a desire and there's light. If the desire slightly pressure itself to be close to the light, by that he calls upon from the light influence or its effect upon him. And this is what we need. So just slightly pressuring as much as possible, and in a way that we asking for everyone. And then it is truly aimed at the light, because he is one. And we, as we want to gather also beside the desire, then we are acquiring the form of the one.
The two halls of that which takes the place of government, that evokes the spirit of life in everything, is the Chotem, nose of Arich Anpin, in which Yesod and Malchut of Atik illuminate, the Tzadik of the Tzelem in the Tzadik. Therefore, in the Chotem, in the nose, there are two holes, corresponding to the illumination of Yesod and Malchut of Atik. And there is the revelation of Chochmah. And therefore, the Chotem is called that which takes the place of government, because the main governance is over the emergence of the Chochmah is in the eyes of Arich Anpin, Lamed of Tzelem. However, because there is no room for revelation, there it is Gar, and Chochmah is only revealed in the Kelim of Vak. Therefore, it was revealed in the Chotem, in the nose, Vak, Tzadik of Tzelem in the Tzadik. It follows that the Chotem, the nose, is that which takes the place of governance and takes the place of the eyes. And this is the seventh correction. And because Atik wanted to disclose the wisdom through Arich Anpin, Zat, Chagat, Nehim were forced to come and correct those seven corrections of Galgalta in Arich Anpin. Those are the illuminations of the three Bechinot Melets in Chagat of Atik, in the internality of the Rosh of Arich Anpin, which are Galgalta and Chochma Stima'a and Avira, the blocked Chochma and the air. And the three Bechinot of Melets in the Nehi of Atik and its Malchut, which perform four corrections on the externality of the Rosh, which are the pure wool, the desire of all desires, providence from an open eye, and the two halls of that which takes the place of governance, the nose. That Chochmah cannot be revealed except through this final correction, and from it emerges the spirit of Chochmah to all the lower parts of Pratzufim. Paragraph 7. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Six words corresponding to Chagat Nehi, and over them the word Bereshit, in the beginning, Bina. All are down below in Bina and Zeranpin, and they hang and extend from the seven corrections of Galgalta, and they extend until that which is honorable above on honors, which is the 13 corrections of Dikna of Arich Anpin, from which extends what is written later. There was Tohu and Vohu, and Choshech al Pnei Tehom, etc., which is 13 words. The word and V'ha'aretz, and the earth, in the second verse, is not counted in those 13 words, because that Eretz that was corrupted through the sin of Etz Hadat came out, since the Malchut of the hard din, judgment, was mixed in it, as written, from the land which the Lord has cursed. Therefore, it is not counted among the 13, and they begin from the word Haita. Haita, Tohu Vavohu, V'choshech al Pnei Tehom, V'ruach Elokim Merachefet al Pnei Hamayim, which are 13 words that hang from the 13 corrections of that which is honored above all honors, Dikna of Arich Anpin. Paragraph 8. In the 6,000 years that the world stands, hang and extend through those first six words, which are Bara Elokim et haShamayim ve et haAretz, and the Lord created the heavens and the earth. The seventh, Bina, overcomes them by himself, which is the word Bereshit that precedes them. And all was destroyed in 12 hours. As written, Haita Tohu Vavohu. She was unformed and deserted. Yud Gimel 13 will establish those same 12 hours in Rachamim, mercy, and they are renewed as in the beginning. And again, those same six rise, because it is written Bara, he created, and there, then it is written Haita, she was there, which sounds as if she no longer exists, because she was there in the 6,000 years, and finally in the 7th 1,000 millennia, she is Tohu Vavohu V'choshech, because she was destroyed. It's written, and the Lord himself was glorified on that day, on the 1,7th millennia. And it is known that for the correction of the world, he put together Midat Hadin and Midat HaRachamim by raising Malchut to Bina, and by this, Zonen attained Mochin and Kelim from Bina, and the world came to be. Without that, the world would not be sustained. For 6,000 years that the world stands, hang and extend through the first six words, Hagat Nehi of Zeranpin, that were mitigated with the Kelim of Bina. And therefore, they lack Malchut. And the crown of Yesod, Miftacha, the key, Malchut, with respect to Bina, stands in the place of the true Malchut of Midat Hadin, judgment. The seventh, Bina, Alehem, overcomes by himself, meaning that the Malchut, the seventh Sira, in terms of Bina, which is above Hagat Nehi, because Bina by itself is strengthened through the move to Malchut to sustain the world through 6,000 years by her Kelim and lights. And it is implied by the word Bereshit in the beginning, in Genesis. The root of the correction of the Malchut's ascent to Bina, Katnut and Gadlut, emerge from the 12 corrections of Dikna of Ari Chanpin up to the word Venake, which is the concealed Malchut. However, she receives from the 12 corrections of Dikna, and therefore it is written about her, Venake lo yenake. Because all the lights of the 12 corrections come from the Kelim and Orot of Bina, and by that aspect she's called Venake, and not from her own Kelim, which are as lo yenake. In the 7th millennia, the Mochin that extend from the 12 corrections of Dikna will be destroyed. And this is the destruction of the world, the ruin of the world that will take place in the 7th millennia. And everything is ruined in 12 hours. That everything that is in the 12 hours, which are the 12 corrections of Dikna, that include all the lights and kelim of Bia, will be destroyed. And the 13th will establish those 12 hours in mercy, that the Mazal of Yud Gimel, that it is written about, that in 6,000 years, Lo Yenake will then receive the complete correction, because the bond will return to being Sag. And then all the Mochin of the 6,000 years will rise and return. Paragraph 9. The inscriptions of the inscriptions are as the likeness of a long serpent that extends here and there. The tail is in the head, the Rosh. The Rosh head unites in the shoulders. It passes, and it is angry, it guards and conceals. Once in every small 1,000 days, revelation appears in its correction. The scale that the world stands upon is in its share. Its head was broken in the waters of the great sea, as written, Shibar Tarashay Taninim Al Hamayim. There were two and came back as one, as written, Taninam, Taninim, alligators or whales, and the yud of the plural is lacking. And even though it says Rashay, the heads, in plural, it is still in singular, as written, V'dmut al Rashay ha-chaya ha-rakia. This speaks of the left line from which extend all the dinim, judgments. And the Zohar resembles this to the form of an alligator or a whale in the sea, and to the form of a long serpent, as it extends from the left line of Bina up to the Malchut, that is called Sea. Therefore, it is long. And since the Chochmah appears on the left line, and Chochmah is called long, therefore he names it a long serpent. The inscriptions of inscriptions, the left line from which all the inscriptions, the judgments. In the likeness of a long serpent that extends to Bina and Malchut, therefore it is long, from Bina up to Malchut. Its tail is in its head, because on the left line the degrees were inverted. The order is Gar in the Rosh, Vak in the Guf, and judgment in the conclusion, in the tail. And in order to eradicate the wicked that extend from Gar de Chochmah from above downwards, a correction was made on the left line by inverting the degrees, that the judgment rose in a way that the ending and the tail became the head, followed by the Vak, and finally Gar. Therefore, his tail in his head. The Rosh unites in the shoulders, that his Rosh, head, is like Ketefaim, shoulders, meaning that the Gar departed from him, which is the Rosh, and all that remained was only the Vak of Chochmah, that is considered as Ketefaim, shoulders.
We are keeping the intention, yes?
He passes on as he's furious. At the time that he passes in order to bestow Chochmah, he's furious in the judgments, because it is not revealed except over the judgment as written by Erev Hiba. She comes in the evening. Shomer Vegonez, he guards and conceals. That view his fury, he guards that the wicked would not come closer to extend from him. And he conceals the Gar of Chochmah. Chochmah is called a thousand days, or seas. Vak of Chochmah is called a thousand small seas. Malchut is once in a thousand of such seas, and Chochmah is only revealed in the Malchut, which is one to a thousand small seas, and in it, providence is revealed, Chochmah, through its corrections. And he tells us that other than her, Chochmah is not revealed at all. Malchut that reveals the Chochmah is called a scale that the world stands upon, that there's no sustenance to the world except through the Chochmah that she reveals. The scale that the world stands upon, the fin that the world stands upon is in the share of this Malchut, which is one to a thousand small seas. And it is known that when the middle line comes to decide and unite the two lines with one another, it performs two actions. Initially, it operates in the Masach of Malchut of Midat Hadin, judgment. Later, it works in the Malchut that is mitigated in Midat Rachamim, mercy. In the Masach of Midat Hadin from Tzimtzum Aleph, it killed the Nukva. In the Masach that is mitigated with Midat Rachamim, it squashed the head of the Zachar and mitigated it from Gar to the Gar to Vak of Gar. Therefore, there were two and came back as one. That with respect to the left line, two whales were extended, Leviathan, a whale, and its cup spouse, its partner. But due to the Masach V'chirik that extended the middle line of Malchut of Midat Hadin, the female was killed and one alligator or whale remained, the male. Its head was broken in the waters of the Great Sea, that it was diminished into Vak of Gar through the Masach of Chirik in the middle line of Tzimtzum Bet, which is the mitigated Malchut, which is considered that his Rosh, his head was broken, his Gar, and a hole was made in it. As written, Shibarta Rashei Taninim al Hamayim, and he broke the heads of the alligators over the water. And this refers to the male alligator, or whale, since it is written Taninim, lacking the letter Yud, indicating a single Tanin alligator. Paragraph 10. And the Lord said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be light is Abba, and the right line. And there was light is Ima, and the left line. And later on, the right and the left return to being one. Through the middle line, Zeranpin, Masach of Chirik. And Yehi united with Yuhi, and formed Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. Yud-Hei Vav-Hei, because the letters that are equal are not multiplied. Yud-Hei Vav. This is Abba Ve'ima and Zeranpin that decides and unites them. The final Yud in the combination Yud-Hei Vav-Hei is divinity down below, as the letter Hei is divinity, and they are equal in their weight, because Yud is the Yud that enter or light of Yud-Hei and became Avir, air. Malchut that rose to Bina. Therefore it is divinity. Like Hei, and Yud Hey Vav Yud is one like Yud Hey Vav Hey, which are Abba Ve'ima and Zeranpin and Malchut.
Yes, Eli.
What does it mean to pressure the desire?
Pressuring the desire means that just in a picturesque manner. Let's try. I have a desire. And here's the light that affects the desire. Yes? It reaches the desire and no further. Light and desire. If I am trying to give within the desire an indent where I want the light to enter it, this is what it means that I'm pressuring as if longing towards the light, and I want the light to affect me and correct, meaning for me to be in agreement with what I feel as disturbance. Say now I feel a disturbance, certain minus. It's due to the light affecting me. So in that minus, I want... Not to criticize the Creator, not to condemn Him. Rather, I want to agree. I want to say that it all comes for my benefit in order for me to ascend above it. What does ascending above it means? In faith above reason. Meaning now I have a desire to receive here, and I'm ascending to a desire to bestow. This is what is called faith above reason. What is the force of faith? When I become dedicated or faithful, devoted rather, and faithful, say in adherence, cleaving onto Him to some extent, well, bestow. That's it. The disturbances of all sorts that I'm feeling in my desire to receive indicates to me in all that place, meaning in the total desire, that now I can correct it. And those disturbances come in a very subtle manner, to the extent that one is capable with all his circumstances, all his preparation, as much as he's capable of coping with it. If he isn't building the preparation with a study, with a group, with himself, the disturbances aren't coming. There are general disturbances appearing. If he prepare himself, he start receiving individual disturbances, however, begin to identify that are in order to correct dosage by dosage his state, his situation, in a very particular, individual manner. Yes. All right. Yes, Owen. Mike.
About disturbances. How should we relate if it seems that the Creator is doing things that actually block the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the world?
These are also disturbances to correct us, to aim us more correctly. Well, it's a problem. Maybe I'll get into it. All right. We need to understand that there's a time of corruption and time of correction. The time of corruption yet continues. And the influence, our influence upon the world should be also diversified and very particular. because we are post the total history of development. However, Bala Sulam explained to us how everything that was stolen from the wisdom of Kabbalah, how it intensified the bad forces in the world. Well, at the end of the day, it also turns good, but appears good, but it prolonged all kind of phenomena. He explained it as for a lady would inherit her mistress. Mistress, yeah. So all the isms in the world, the religions, etc., it all comes from when people stole from the wisdom of Kabbalah, where Kabbalists were very cautious not to reveal to everyone the wisdom. So they took some out of it and used it in order to support their religions and stuff and suffice what they have. Hence, it is so difficult for us nowadays to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, both to the Jews and non-Jews throughout the world. So there are many aspects, many manifestations here. I can't explain it. When you see the total field, then you can see how it's like a desire, one desire to receive that undergoes certain corrections. So to our business, we need to accept those things as a correction, how should I put it, as what aims us, maybe. Direct us or make us work more accurately in different actions. That's it. So, this is how we need to look at it. Obviously, the disturbances are there, and there will be. And the more we will grow, then the greater the disturbances would be, and more the correction only starting. Well,
let's say yesterday I agreed with or I didn't agree with the influence of the light, and today I have to ascribe my agreement or lack of agreement also to the Creator.
Yesterday you didn't agree with the Creator, and
that's
today?
Right. Yesterday I have to ascribe the fact that I didn't agree with it to the Creator, or
what have happened?
Yes.
What have happened? Most certainly, yes. But it's not that now you'll say up front, I also agree with him forward. Rather, what have happened, everything, we should say that it all, this is how it should have happened, in order for you to learn from it.
So in this work, I have to disconnect my logic, because common sense says that
your common sense isn't a healthy one, is animalistic one. So be right, accurate about it. Hence, we need to say that the actions are upon the Creator. The attitude towards the actions is upon us. Put it short.
And in the end, we should also ascribe our attitude to the Creator, or what? This also has to do with the action.
This is the second stage. Once you're asking for correction upon your attitude. So you're asking the following. If I'm asking for a correction, is my request also come from the Creator? Does what he did to me and changed my attitude, so I look at all these corrections, is also coming from him? So where is the I in that? And here there are subtle things we don't understand there. We understand them only once we ascend to the next degree. Then we are in extra sensitivity. Then we begin to understand things as the past. But it all come eventually as a thou shalt hang me from behind and before, that even that eventually disappears from me, and he is so exalted I cannot see him. Until the end of the final correction. The subtleties in each and every degree remain unresolved. And we'll move to the next part.
Moving on to the next part from Tess.